A matchup of top 15 teams. Dort College comes in ranked number 5. Northwestern comes in ranked number 13 in NAI Division II men's basketball. Northwestern and Dort College both warming up for this evening's men's basketball contest. And before we go any further, let's visit with Coach Ross Dalma about tonight's matchup. And first item of business was a lot of energy in the gymnasium for this evening's contest as these two teams square off, and a lot at stake for these two basketball teams.
Yeah, I think both teams probably looking forward to this, Mike. We know it'll be a great atmosphere here. Both teams have had very, very good seasons to date. And, you know, as far as the conference race is concerned, this game is obviously pretty important for that.
Your team coming off quite possibly its best defensive performance of the year against Briarcliff. I can't think of any that were better. You may have had some that were equal to it, but your team's coming off a great effort from Saturday.
Yeah, I thought we just came out and really executed well. I thought we did a great job of concentrating on the things that we needed to take away from Briarcliff, and you know, hopefully there's a lot of carryover here tonight. Hopefully that's you know, that's momentum that's going to continue going forward.
First time you played Northwestern, you got up on them in the first half and at halftime, and then second half they made a little run at you, and more than a little run, got it back to tied, if I remember correctly, and you were able to hold them off despite some poor shooting and some foul trouble. What do you take away from that game that took place almost 2 months ago, if anything?
Well, not a whole lot. I think, you know, if there is something, it's the fact that they made such a concerted effort in the second half to come back at us by throwing the ball on the low post and going right at us. And we, you know, fully anticipate that being the case here tonight. But, you know, it's been a long time since the two teams have played, and there's been a lot of things that have transpired since then. But, you know, one thing about Northwestern is that they always rebound the ball very well, and they always go into the post, and they always look to set screens for their shooters. So I think those things will be pretty constant.
What do you like in terms of the matchups for your team? What are you doing well offensively that you can maybe take advantage of?
Well, I think what we do well offensively is that we don't necessarily force shots. I think our guys do a good job of understanding who's got the hot hand and who has a mismatch. And I don't think our guys get into the ego. And as coaches, we don't need to manage shots. I think that's always pretty healthy. And hopefully we can continue to do that. You know, I think these guys have pretty good chemistry, and you see that paying off at times.
You talk about Northwestern having a lot of depth and several good players. Is there any one player in particular that will make them go that you need to really key in on and slow down, or more than one?
Well, they've got a number of players that are extremely talented and that have hurt us a lot over the past 3 years. You know, their duo posts and Van Kalsbeck and Goslinga are very good. Miller has had some huge games against us. Walker Syme did not play the first time against us. He is now healthy, and he's really come back strong and aggressive offensively, and really think that he has the ability to score buckets fast. And if he gets on a roll and really gets going there, I think that can be a big problem for us.
Third game, third really big game in the last three outings for your team at Morningside 1 week ago today. Home with Briarcliff on Saturday, now Northwestern. Has your team been able to focus through the stretch pretty well?
They have, you know, and I think, unfortunately, that had a lot to do with the fact that we did not play very well at Nebraska Wesleyan, you know, a couple weeks ago. I think we understood at that point in time that, as far as the conference race is concerned, we just didn't have a lot of wiggle room. We really put ourselves in a tough spot, and I think we responded well. You know, fortunately, we're healthy, you know, at this point in time, and I think our guys will give a great effort tonight.
And it's Coach Ross Dalma talking about tonight's matchup between the Dort College Defenders and the Northwestern Red Raiders. Let's take a closer look, first of all, at the Northwestern Red Raiders under Coach Chris Korver. They're 17-5 overall, 10-4 in the GPAC. They've won 5 of their last 6. Northwestern's 2 losses since Christmas break have come to Concordia 94-75 and Briarcliff 82-60. Raiders' other losses have been to Morningside, Dort, and Buena Vista. Northwestern's ranked number 13 in the NAI Division II coaches' poll. Northwestern scoring 81.6 points per game. They allow 76.1 points per contest. They're converting 48.4% of their field goals. Opponents make 44% of their shots. Northwestern's out-rebounding teams 41.5 to 31.9. Red Raiders have 345 turnovers this season, while opponents have given it away 253 times. 5 players are scoring in double figures. Walker Syme leads the team with a 13.5 average. He did not play in the first meeting of these two teams with a broken hand. He's played in 13. This will be his 14th outing of the year. He's made 51.4% of his shots. He's converted 23 of 53 three-point tries. Ben Miller and Stu Gosling each average 13.3 points per game and both average 8 rebounds per contest. Gosling is making a team-best 56.7% of his shots, but has made just 50 of 100 free throws this season. Zach Leeper and Daniel Van Kalsbeek average 12.2 and 11.8 points per game. Van Kalsbeek grabs 5.8 rebounds per contest. John Kramer leads the team with 110 assists in 22 games. He also scores 9.8 points per game. The Defender men are 21-3 this season, 12-3 in the conference. They've won 6 of their last 8. Dort's losses this season have come to Briarcliff, Midland, and Nebraska Wesleyan, where college is ranked number 5 in the NAI Division II coaches poll. Dort is averaging 83.4 points per game. They give up 70.5. Defenders also out rebound teams 38.5 to 29.8, convert 52.3% of the field goal tries while allowing opponents 43.1% success. Dort's taken advantage of the free throw line all season. Well, they've made 439 of 622 for 70.6%. Opponents make 287 of 422 for 68%. Trevor Walthersdorf leads the Defenders with a 15.7 points per game average. He also grabs 4.7 rebounds. Cliff Horner has 13.2 points per game to go with 4.5 assists. Jordan Vogel has converted 13.1 points per contest this season. He also takes down 6.5 rebounds, and Austin Kachi's average is 11 points per game. Warner has made 60 of 129 three-pointers. Kachi has made 41 of 102. Chris Severs rounds out the double-digit scores with 10 points per game. He also gets 4.3 rebounds per contest. Kyle Lindberg is tops on the team and rebounds with a 7.8 average, and he averages 9.4 points per game. Northwestern men lead this series 74-24. Difference is 17-9, though, since the D-PAC was formed in 2000-2001. The Defenders held on for a 77-72 win over Northwestern December 7th in Orange City. The Defenders got 22 points from Trevor Walthersdorf. Austin Kachi and Kyle Lindberg scored 9 each. Sean Kaiser came in to score 9 in a reserve role. Northwestern was led by Stu Gosling and Daniel Van Kalsbeek with 24 and 21 points each. Gosling also had 11 rebounds, while Ben Miller scored 11 with 10 rebounds. Defender men beat Briarcliff 75-53 on Saturday in their most recent outing. Jordan Vogel had 14 points and 9 rebounds. Cliff Warner had 13 points to go with 4 rebounds. The Northwestern men pulled away from a 36-36 halftime tie to beat Hastings 79-71. Walker Skimes, scored 17 off of the bench on 5 of 7 shooting, while Ben Miller scored 16 and Ryan Stock had 11. John Kramer had 8 assists and Daniel Van Kalsbeek had 7 rebounds coming off of the bench for the first time this season. He'll do that again this evening. We'll have our national anthem shortly, followed by our starting lineups. Here's Kevin Holstein.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars fill the perilous high, o'er the
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here, then, are your starting lineups for tonight's basketball game. First of all, for Northwestern, the visitors. John Kramer, number 10. He's a 6-foot senior from Wahpeton, North Dakota, averaging 9.8 points per game. Ryan Stock is a 6'4 senior from Sheffield, Iowa, averaging 5.5 points per contest. Ben Miller is a 6'6 junior from Volga, South Dakota, averaging 13.3 points per outing. Zach Leeper is a 6'4 sophomore from Adair, Iowa, averaging 12.6 points per contest. And Stu Gosling is a 6'7 junior from Elta, Iowa, averaging 13.3 points per contest. Again for Northwestern and Coach Chris Korver, it'll be Kramer, Stock, Miller, Leeper, and Goslinga. For the Dort College defenders, it'll be number 11, Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 13.2 points per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, averaging 11 points per game. Trevor Walthersdorf is a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 15.7 points per contest. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 9.4 points per game. Jordan Vogel, a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley, averaging 13.1 points per game. Dort College is coached by Ross Dalma in his third year as head coach at Dort College. Again, for Dort College, it'll be Warner, Kachi, Walthersdorf, Lindberg, and Vogel. We are just about set for basketball. One more break, and we'll be back with the opening tip of tonight's men's college basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
Why leave your college campus to find fun things to do when you could find it right outside your dorm room? At Dort College, live on campus and participate in activities like the Talent Extravaganza, our version of American Idol, and drive-in movies. Attend the formal banquets, sporting events, or just hang out with your friends at the coffee shop. When choosing a college, learn more about the community atmosphere on campus. Find us on Facebook or Twitter at www.dort.edu.
You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders set to tip it off. For the men's contest, the women's contest went to Northwestern. They ended up pulling away in the second half. Dort College unable to match Northwestern bucket for bucket. Now the opening tip is up. And we are underway. Opening tap controlled by the Dort College defenders. Lindberg gives it off to Cliff Warner. Warner with the basketball. Goes right side over to Kachi, and Kachi is fouled on the play by Stu Goslinga. Goslinga called for a foul away from the basketball. He gets whistled for foul number one right out of the chute, 7 minutes into the contest. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball right side of the lane. With the basketball, Warner gets it into Lindberg, working again against Goslinga. His shot is good. Kyle Lindberg with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 2-0. Into the front court with the basketball is Kramer. Kramer comes over to Stock. Stock with the ball. Stock to Kramer. Kramer puts it up off balance. Shot is good. John Kramer ties it up at 2-2. Coming back the other way, Dort College basketball. Warner with it. Warner gives it up over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf around the horn. Walthersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi, Walthersdorf on the right wing. Looking for Lindberg. They lob it into Lindberg. Lindberg working against Ben Miller. Passes out front to Kachi. Kachi puts it up, blocked, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner will toss it in. We're tied up 2-2 with 19:09 left to play in the half. Just underway. Kachi with the basketball on the right wing. Comes over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it at the top. 7 seconds to shoot for the defenders. Warner, three-pointer on the way off the heel, no good. There for the rebound, though, and the putback is Jordan Vogel. Vogel with the offensive rebound and the putback. Northwestern coming back the other way. Kramer over to Miller. Miller with the basketball on the right side. Miller looking for someone to pass to. He comes right side Stock. Stock left side Leeper. Leeper gives into the corner. Kramer. Kramer working against Warner. Comes back over to Leeper. Leeper long two. Rattles it. No good. Rebound though taken down by Stock. Beg your pardon. Miller in the corner. It will be Northwestern basketball. Walker Simon, Daniel Van Kalsbeek checking into the ball game. So Simon Van Kalsbeek are in. Kramer will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in is Kramer. Kramer over to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Back over to Syme. Syme will take him off the dribble. Puts it up, blocked from behind by Vogel. Fight for the basketball. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Leeper. Leeper to Kramer. Kramer drives the lane. Puts up the floater. Off the heel, no good. Fight for the basketball again. There's Kramer in traffic. Shot blocked. Rebound controlled by Warner. Warner with the basketball. Here come the defenders. Ahead to Vogel. Vogel fires it over to Walt. Walt with the basketball. Outlet pass. Lindbergh. Three on the way. No good. Fight for the basketball. Take it away by Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek with the rebound. Comes over to Ben Miller. Miller with it on the right side. Miller's going to drive down to the baseline. Cut off there by Lindbergh. Trying to back his way in. Fading away from 10. Left it short. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's tipped. Controlled by Northwestern. And Van Kalsbeek off of the busted play. He gets the two-point putback. 4-4 our score. Into the front court with the basketball is Warner. Warner in between the circles. He goes right side. Kachi. Kachi to Lindbergh. Lindbergh working on Miller. Kick out Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Vogel. Vogel drops it off. Lindbergh dunk. Kyle Lindbergh with the assist from Vogel. And the Dort College defenders lead 6-4. 6-4 our score. 17:15 left to go. First half. Right side pass over to Kramer. Kramer down to the baseline, and we've got a hand check called on Cliff Warner. Warner whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. And Chris Severs will check in. Jordan Vogel will check out. Walker Syme will throw the ball in for Northwestern. Syme gets it in over the top to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Miller, dump it down low. Van Kalsbeek against Severs, trying to fire it off to Miller, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College, they say. My thought was it went off of Northwestern, but they will give it to the Red Raiders. So Northwestern will get the basketball, trailing 6-4 are the Red Raiders. They get it into Kramer. They dump it down low for Miller. Miller into the corner. Syme. Syme, three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh ahead to Warner. Warner with the basketball against Kramer. He'll pull it up. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh backing his man down. That's Kramer. Lindbergh spins into the lane. His two-point basket is good. He's got six. Dort College leads 8-4. 8-4 our score. Kramer with the basketball guarded by Warner. Warner playing with one personal already. Lob it down low for Syme. Syme with the basketball. Syme working on Kachi. Puts it up. Shot. Rolls in. Thought it was going to glance off, but it ends up going down. Walker Syme with 2 points. Dort College leads 8-6. Warner right side Kachi. Kachi Severs. Severs working on Van Kalsbeek. Puts it up off the glass. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Northwestern. Northwestern coming back the other way. Kramer, long pass into the front court. Van Kalsbeek comes up with it. Short shot is good. We're tied 8-8. Daniel Van Kalsbeek with the two-point basket. He's got four. Dort College with the basketball. Warner. Warner right side Kachi. Kachi guarded by Leeper. Out front Lindbergh. Lindbergh gives over to Warner. Warner down low Severs. Severs against Van Kalsbeek. Puts up the off-balance shot. Count the hoop and he's fouled. Chris Severs fouled in the act of shooting. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. Foul goes on Van Kalsbeek is his first. Lindbergh is out. Tyler Walterstorff is in. Austin Kachi is out. Sean Kaiser is in. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to try for the old-fashioned three-point play. So the free throw on the way for Chris Severs. Trying to make it a three-point ball game, and it's up and down. Chris Severs with 3 points, and the defenders lead 11-8. Northwestern with the basketball on the backcourt. Bringing it up will be Carrick Wiertzma. Wiertzma guarded by Warner. Comes over to Miller. Miller to Leeper. Leeper gives to Stu Goslinga, working on Severs. Goslinga looks outside, gets it to Miller. They look for the pick and roll. Miller step back, three on the way, got it. 3-point basket, Ben Miller. We're tied 11-11. Into the front court is Warner. 5 minutes into the ballgame. Tied up 11-11. Walterstorff passes left side. That's Cliff Warner. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler on the right wing. Drop it down low. Trevor Walterstorff against Syme. Trevor, finger roll, good. Trevor Walterstorff with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 13-11. Quickly into the front court, Leeper. Leeper goes left side. Miller, Miller, Syme. Syme drives in, puts it up. And the foul's going to go on Chris Severs. Severs whistled for the personal. On the drive that time by Walker Syme. Syme, an 85% free throw shooter. So Syme will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. First one is good for Walker Syme. Both teams subbing liberally here in the early going. Another free throw on the way for Syme. And this one's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel gives it up to Warner. Warner will bring it up for the defenders. So Warner will set the offense. Dort College with the basketball. Warner on the right side, guarded by Wiertzma. Gets his pick out front. Warner, left side Kaiser, 15 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Tyler. Tyler on the wing, back over to Cliff. Cliff hesitates, back over to Tyler. Vogel, baseline jumper, good. Vogel from 12, he's got four, and the defenders lead 15 to 12. Kerrick Wiertzma with the basketball. He passes left side over to Miller. Miller on the wing. He comes right side. Back over to Wiertzma, and we've got a foul on the play called on Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf whistled for the personal, trying to fight through the screen. That's foul number one on Tyler. Checking into the ballgame is Eli Grunendijk. Checking out will be Walker Syme. Ball inbounded. They get it into Miller. Miller with the basketball. Right side, Wiertzma. Wiertzma guarded by Warner. Pass goes down low to Stu Goslinga. Goslinga with the basketball. Back over to Wiertzma. Wiertzma might have traveled with it. Down to the baseline. Fires it back out front. Coming up with it is Stock. 15 to shoot for Northwestern. Comes right side, Grunendijk. Grunendijk, high arching three, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner wants to run the floor, doesn't have the numbers. It's 3-on-3. Warner into the front court. Vogel. Vogel kick out Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Sean gives underneath Vogel. Vogel working against Stock. Vogel back outside Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball reverses to Warner. Warner right side to Tyler. Tyler will put up the three. It's partially blocked. Rebound taken away by Goslinga. Here comes Northwestern. The diagonal pass goes back over to Miller. Miller's pass tipped. Saved. Northwestern with it. Wiertzma. Wiertzma at the top of the key. They go to Stock. Stock three for the tie. Got it. Stock with eight. We're tied up 15-15. 13 minutes left to go, first half. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner goes out front. Vogel. Vogel, Kaiser. Kaiser left side looking for Severs. Rolls it in for Severs. Severs, they double down on him. Puts it up in traffic and a foul on the play. Chris Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot two. I believe the foul's going to go on Grunendijk. Eli Grunendijk whistled for the personal, his first. Free throws on the way for Chris Severs. So two free throws on the way for Severs. Free throw on the way for Severs, the junior. First one is up and good. Severs now with 4 points. Tyler Waltersdorf and Sean Kaiser out of the ballgame. Trevor Waltersdorf and Austin Kachi checking in. If Severs makes this free throw, he'll check out as well. Second free throw on the way for Severs. He is up and good. Severs makes the free throw. He's got five. And the defenders lead 17-15. Leaper back into the game. Looks like both teams going with their original starting five. Well, Dort College is going with their original starting five. Northwestern shaking things up a little bit. Van Kolsbeek and Grunendijk on the floor right now. Come right side, Leaper. Leaper over to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer, they give it to Van Kolsbeek. Van Kolsbeek ducks underneath. His first shot no good, but he's there for the putback, and he cleans up his own mess. 17-17, our score. Van Kolsbeek with 6 points. Looks like Van Kolsbeek has come to play this evening. They lob it down low for Vogel. They look for the double team. They get it over to Kachi. Kachi reverses Trevor Waltersdorf back over to Austin. Austin with the basketball. Austin back over to Trevor, right corner. Trevor with the basketball. Into the lane. Kick out Lindberg. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound, though, taken away by Vogel. Vogel puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Van Kolsbeek. And Daniel Van Kolsbeek has just picked up number two. 17-17 our score. Stu Goslinga will check back into the game for Northwestern. Ben Kalsbeek will check out. No free throws that time for Vogel. So Dort College will inbound. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Warner to toss it in. Warner gets it in over to Kachi. Kachi at the top of the key. 12 minutes to go in the first half. They bounce it down low for Vogel. He's playing against Leeper, and we've got a charging foul called on Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for the charge. Checking into the ballgame will be Walker Syme for Northwestern. 11:55 left to go in the half. 17-17 our score. Ryan Stock to throw it in. He gets it in to Walker Syme. Syme with the basketball. Syme gives it up to Kramer. Kramer on the left side to Walker Syme. They look for Leeper inside. Instead, Kramer's got it out front. They go back over to Goslinga. Goslinga, Kramer. Kramer puts it up in traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Cliff. That's number two on Warner. TJ Malone will check into the ball game. John Kramer will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Free throw on the way for Kramer. First one off the mark, no good. He's got another one coming. So a second free throw coming here for Kramer. 11:38 left to play in the first half. 17-17 our score, and Kramer puts that one in. So John Kramer makes one of two, and the Northwestern Red Raiders have their first lead of the ballgame at 18-17. TJ Malone with the basketball. Warner on the bench with two personals. Comes out front, Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi bounce pass down low. Vogel working on Goslinga. We've got a foul on the play called on Northwestern. Who's it going to go against? It's going to go on number 40, Walker Syme, his first. And Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 11:24 left to go in the first half. Not even a quarter away through this one. Free throw for Vogel is up and good. Both teams with five fouls. Stock is out. Miller's back in for Northwestern. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. Tied it up at 18-18. Second free throw on the way for Vogel is up, and he left that one short. We're tied at 18. Sixth tie of the ball game. With the right side is Leeper. Leeper over to Kramer. Kramer with a basketball guarded there by TJ Malone. Over to Syme. Syme. Underneath they go. Goslinga. Goslinga puts it up. Blocked by Vogel. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College. Lindbergh into the front court. Left side Kachi. Kachi looking down low. He gets it to Vogel. Vogel down on the baseline. Back over to Kachi. Swing it. Walthersdorf. Right side Malone. Malone with the basketball. Malone over to Kachi. Austin rolls it down low for Lindbergh. They bring the double team. Lindbergh with the basketball underneath to Malone. Malone misses the layup. He was under pressure. Here comes Northwestern. Right side with it is Miller. Miller to Syme. Syme driving in. Nothing there. Kick out. Kramer. Kramer three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College back the other way. TJ Malone with it on the right wing. 10:25 and counting, first half. Tied up 18-18. With the Lindbergh underneath, Walt. Walt layup good. Trevor Walthersdorf with his second field goal. Dort College retakes the lead at 20-18. Northwestern with the basketball, Miller. Miller gives over to Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer to Leeper. Leeper, Miller. Miller out front. Miller will drive in, tries to duck underneath, finds Goslinga. Goslinga's shot no good there for the rebound is Walthersdorf. Over to Malone. Malone with the basketball, Austin Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, Trevor. Trevor looking out front, comes back over to TJ. TJ with the basketball on the left wing, comes back over to Austin Kachi. Kachi back over to Malone. Malone right side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Vogel, turn around on the lane, his shot no good. Rebound taken away by Miller. Miller into the front court, over to Syme. Syme with the basketball. They match up on the shooter. Comes back over to Kramer. Kramer, floater in the lane. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken by Goslinga. A reach-in foul called on TJ Malone. Northwestern will inbound the basketball underneath the basket. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College with a two-point lead. Van Kalsbeek is in. Gosling is out. Inbounding will be Northwestern. Throwing in will be Ben Miller. Miller looking to toss it in. Miller still looking. They get it underneath. Kramer. Kramer taken away by Malone. Malone with a basketball. He's got Walterstorff. Finds him. Layup with the right hand. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Walterstorff got hit pretty hard after missing the shot. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot. Couldn't quite finish it. So Zach Leeper whistled for the personal, and for Zach, that's number one. Team foul number six. Both teams will be in the bonus from here on out. .9:15 left to go in the half. Dort College with a chance to take a four-point lead here with a couple of free throws. Trevor Walterstorff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 9:15 left to go in the first half, and they wipe the perspiration up off of the floor. Today's game made possible in part by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 712-722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. Walterstorff makes the first one. He's got 5 points. He's got another one on the way. 21-18, Dort College in front. Second free throw by Trevor. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped, though, off of the glass. It's down on the floor and picked up by Northwestern and Miller. Here come the Red Raiders with the basketball. Down three. Wiertzma with it out front. He passes left side over to Miller. Miller calls a set play. Miller with it out front. Wiertzma. Wiertzma will take it in against Malone. Stripped by Malone. Here comes Dort College. Walterstorff with a head full of steam. Sidesteps the defender. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Walterstorff fumbled it, picked it back up. Dort College with their biggest lead of the game at 23-18. Kramer with a basketball. He goes left side Stock. Stock against Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek dumps it underneath. They reverse it back over to Van Kalsbeek. Might have traveled with it. Picks it back up. Here's Wiertzma. Wiertzma layup good. Wiertzma with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 23-20. 8:20 left to play in the half. Malone passes left side over to Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the basketball. Tyler back over to Kachi. Kachi right side Malone. Dort College right now trying to survive without Warner on the floor. They get it to Tyler Walterstorff. Malone back over to Tyler. Tyler three ball. Missed it. No good. Dort College has not made a three yet this evening. Kachi has not gotten free for a shot yet. I can remember Warner trying one. Lindbergh trying one. Tyler Walterstorff has tried a couple. One of them got blocked. Now Northwestern has the basketball, trailing by three. Wiertzma passes up the floor, gets it to Miller. Miller guarded by Tyler Walterstorff. He fights over the screen, gives it up to Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek runs over the top of T.J. Malone. And Van Kalsbeek with a two-point basket. He's got eight. Dort College bench wanted to travel. Here's Kaiser with the basketball. They give it underneath Severs. They bring the double team. Malone down low to Severs again, working on Van Kalsbeek. Straight on three on the way for Walt. No good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. Northwestern with the basketball. He comes right side over to Wiertzma. Wiertzma with it. Wiertzma, Kramer. Kramer left side to Miller. Miller with the basketball. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound Severs. Severs ahead to Malone. Malone with the basketball. 7:14 remaining in the half. Tyler Walterstorff, Kaiser, Kaiser, Malone. Malone down low for Trevor Walterstorff. Comes back over to Tyler. Swing it, Kaiser. Kaiser to Malone. Malone with the basketball. Down low, Severs. Severs stripped of it. Picked back up by Tyler. Reverses Kaiser. Kaiser down low, Severs. Severs turns with the right hand. Good. Severs with seven. Dort College 25-22, and Northwestern throws it away. So Dort College will have it back after the turnover. T.J. Malone will check out of the ballgame. Warner is back in on the floor for Dort College right now. It's the original starting five minus Kachi plus Kaiser. 6:49 left to go in the first half. Warner playing with two personals. You might see Coach Ross Dahlman and his staff try to mix and match a little bit here, try to save a possession or two here. Warner passes over to Walthersdorf. Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner will split the defense. Place it up with the right hand, left side, and he's fouled on the play, and Wiertzma commits the personal. Carrick Wiertzma whistled for his first personal. Well, Mike Vorwald not in uniform this evening, and I didn't see him on the bench either. He's the typical backup point guard for Northwestern, a junior from Worthington. And now as I take a look at the roster, not listed on the roster either. Free throw by Warner is up and down. So Warner makes the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Dort College leads by four, trying to match their biggest lead of the ball game. And Warner makes them both. 27-22, Dort College leading. Neither team has used the timeout yet. Northwestern has the basketball, bringing it up. Is Syme. Syme goes over to Leeper. Leeper with the basketball. He goes over to Grunendijk. Grunendijk gives it to Vanderplatz. Josh Vanderplatz with the basketball. He comes back over to Syme. Syme in traffic. His shot is no good, but a foul on the play called on Northwest on Dort College. And the foul is going to go on Sean Kaiser, and that is his first. 6:19 left to play. First half, Dort College dodged a bullet there. Cliff Warner could have picked up his third. First free throw by Syme is no good. Second free throw on the way for Syme is up, and that one is through as well. So Syme makes them both. He's got 5 points. And the Dort College lead is 27-24. Dort College has not made a three-pointer yet, but they've been able to match Northwestern. Goes over to Vogel. Vogel has it tipped away out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Might have caught a break there, too. I thought it went off of Vogel's shoe out of bounds. Stu Gosling arguing the point. Not going to win that one. And Dort College is going to inbound with Cliff Warner, guarded by Josh Vanderplatz. Dort College inbounds. And it's taken away by Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz driving, puts it up, shot blocked. There for the rebound, and the putback is Goslinga. And Dort College completely fell asleep on that inbounds pass. So Stu Goslinga will go to the free throw line to shoot a free throw. I am not sure what happened there, but nobody moved for Dort College on the inbounds play. Stu Goslinga will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throw on the way is up and good. 27-27 our score. Goslinga with the old-fashioned three-point play. Here comes Dort College. They get it to Kaiser. Kaiser on the right wing. Kaiser bounces it back over to Vogel, and Vogel is held on the play by Leeper. Zach Leeper whistled for his second personal. Dort College will shoot a 1-1. So Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot one in the bonus. So Dort College went from having a three-point lead with a basketball to turning it over and allowing Northwestern an old-fashioned three-point play to tie it. That's where we stand right now, 27-all, 1-1 on the way for Vogel. Vogel, out of the deep knee bend, free throw is up and good. Six for Vogel. Dort College reestablishes the lead at 28-27. Free throw for Vogel is up, left it short, won't go down, rebound taken away by Goslinga. 28-27, Northwestern down one with the basketball are the Raiders. Kramer goes right side over to Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz guarded by Warner. Layup by Vanderplatz, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Grunendijk. 29-28, Dort College down one with a basketball. Warner back over to Kaiser. Kaiser dump it down low. Vogel working on Goslinga. Back around the horn they go. Warner. Warner with the basketball. Down to the baseline. His 15-footer. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Grunendijk. Grunendijk with the basketball. Grunendijk passes it ahead to Syme. Syme with it. Syme gives it up Kramer. Northwestern has outscored Dort College 7-1 to turn a five-point deficit into a one-point advantage. With it on the left side is Vanderplaats. Vanderplaats puts it on the floor, and he's called for a charge. Josh Vanderplaats went over the top of Cliff Warner that time, got called for the charging foul. North College will get the basketball back, trailing by a point. 5 minutes left to go in the first half. 29-28. Northwestern up a point. North College with the basketball. With it on the right side, Warner. Warner out front, Vogel. Vogel gives it up, Kachi. Kachi down low, Severs against Grunendijk. His shot, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Severs with nine, and the North College defenders lead 30-29 with an opportunity at the old-fashioned three-point play for Chris Severs. That is foul number two on Eli Grunendijk. Ben Miller's going to check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Vanderplaats. Trevor Waltersdorf is back in. Cliff Warner is out. So North College, as I said, trying to play a little mix and match. Don't want Warner picking up his third here before the half. Free throw by Severs is up and good. And the North College defenders want a timeout. 31-29, North College back up by a pair. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. North College leads 31-29 after a timeout called by North College. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web. 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. Northwestern basketball in the front court. Kramer guarded by Lindbergh. Kramer gets a ball screen out front. North College switches. They get it out front. Syme will put up the three. Missed everything. Miller saves it in right to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in a foot race the other way. Waltersdorf back over to Vogel. And a foul called on Trevor Waltersdorf. I can't believe it. Waltersdorf was past the player and he fell. That was not a good call at all. Waltersdorf has just picked up his first personal. Waltersdorf was completely by the player who flopped to the ground, and they bought it. Wow. With the basketball is Kramer. Kramer out front, and it's taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. He gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up the floor. Kyle with the basketball. Left side, Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor to Austin Kachi. Kachi right side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it on the wing. He goes inside Vogel. Vogel out front, Kachi. Kachi tries to find Severs, and the ball's down on the ground, and we've got a timeout issued to Northwestern. Timeout charge to the Red Raiders. North College leads 31-29. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG, and by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. With us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. 31-29, Northwestern down two. Northwestern got a steal moments ago. Grunendijk went to the ground to save it, and they called for a timeout immediately. Kramer with a basketball. They run a set. They give it to Miller. Miller with a basketball guarded by Waltersdorf. Well, he put up the 15-footer. It won't go down. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball into the front court, guarded by Miller. Feeds it right side. Kachi, three ball on the way. Can't get it to go. Ball glances off of the top of the backboard. Out of bounds. It'll be Northwestern basketball. Well, this is turning into a fight. North College has not made a three-pointer this evening. Northwestern has a pair. It's been pounded down low for both teams. A lot of time left, obviously. 3:20 till halftime to begin with. Kramer with the basketball. He passes left side over to Miller. Miller with the ball back over to Kramer. Kramer guarded by Lindbergh. puts up the floater, and Kramer got the two-point basket to go. He's got five. We're tied up 31-31. Into the front court is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf tries to feed it down low, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball. Tyler Waltersdorf is in. Jordan Vogel is out. 2:56 remaining in the half. Cliff Warner on the bench with two personals. Dort College trying to ride it out right here and get to halftime with him still on the bench with just two. Tyler Waltersdorf over to Trevor. Trevor to Kachi. Kachi on the left side. Kachi gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh working on Miller. Lindbergh back outside Austin Kachi. Kachi back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh double team. Back out front Kachi. 10 to shoot. Bounce pass back down low. Lindbergh. Lindbergh can't get the hook to go with the right hand. Here comes Northwestern. Dort College tried to isolate Lindbergh. Went to him three times down low, and he finally got a right-handed hook, but it wouldn't drop. With the basketball is Miller. Miller guarded there by Kramer. Kramer with the basketball. Kramer's going to drive in. Kick out. Stock. Stock. Three. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs with the basketball. Gives it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Kyle with it out front. He goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with it. Guarded by Kramer. Back over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Tyler Waltersdorf tries to lob it down low. It's taken away by Syme. Syme with the basketball. Syme on the right wing. He comes back over to Miller. Miller to Kramer. Kramer reverses back over to Stock. Stock is blocked on the play. A blocking foul called on Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh has just picked up his first personal. He might have tweaked an ankle. So 1-1 here coming for Ryan Stock. Stock 20 for 24 this season on free throws. He'll shoot a 1-1. Well, beg your pardon, double bonus for Northwestern. Both teams in the double bonus. Lindbergh is out. Vogel is in. Stock missed the first free throw. The offensive flow has not been there here in this last couple of minutes with Warner and Malone on the bench. Second free throw by Stock is up and through, and Northwestern regains the lead at 32-31. Dort College into the front court. Waltersdorf feeds it left side. Kaiser. Kaiser thought about the three. Vogel back over to Kaiser. Kaiser three ball. Bang, bang, bang. 3-point basket. Sean Kaiser. Dort College leads 34-32. 1:36 left to play in the half. Comes over to Syme. Syme with it back over to Kramer. Kramer right side Stock. Stock to Miller. Miller guarded by Vogel. They bounce it down low for Syme. Syme posting up with Severs. Scoops it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi into the front court. Kachi tries to feed it off to Waltersdorf, and Waltersdorf lost it. Grunendijk coming back the other way and fouled on the play by Kachi. Tyler Waltersdorf is going to check back into the ballgame. Free throws on the way for Grunendijk. Grunendijk, a 60% free throw shooter. That's foul number one on Austin. 1:10 remaining in the half. Free throw by Grunendijk up and down. Grunendijk with 3 points. Another free throw on the way. We've had 8 ties in this one. And now 9. 34-34 our score. Grunendijk with 4 points. Trevor Waltersdorf will bring the basketball up for the defenders. With it is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf out front, guarded by Vanderplaats. Gives to Tyler Waltersdorf. A minute left to go in the half. Right side, Trevor. Trevor with the basketball, looking down low for Vogel, and we've got a foul on the play called on Kramer. Sean Kaiser will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Kramer whistled for the personal, his first. Sean Kaiser will shoot a pair. Sean this season, 11 of 13 from the free throw line. 54.9 seconds remaining in the half. Kaiser's first free throw rattles, no good. Another free throw on the way. And TJ Malone will check into the ballgame. Chris Severs will check out. So a second free throw on the way for Kaiser, trying to unlock the tie. Free throw is up by Sean and good. Sean with 4 points. Dort College leads 35-34. Kramer will bring the basketball up. Malone works him up the floor. He passes left side over to Miller. Miller wants a ball screen. Miller's going to drive in. Hesitation. His lay-in is good. 36-35. Ben Miller with 5 points. T.J. Malone with the basketball. He goes right side. Kaiser. Kaiser gives down low Vogel. Vogel back over to T.J. T.J. puts it up. Count the hoop and he's fouled. T.J. Malone with a two-point basket. Chance for a three-point play. Dort College leads 37-36, 28.6 seconds left to go in the half. And T.J. Malone with an opportunity at the three-point play. Malone, a 75% free throw shooter. 28.6 seconds left to go in the half. So the free throw on the way coming here for Malone. Free throw on the way is up and good. So T.J., the three-point play, and the defenders lead 38-36. 23 seconds remaining. Vanderplaats guarded by Malone. Vanderplaats passes right side. Comes back over to, well, Vanderplaats now with the basketball. That was Wiertzma moments ago. Pass comes left side Miller. They want to run an isolation. Miller with the basketball. Miller will drive. Spin move. Fading away from 10 off of the rim. Good. Ben Miller single-handedly keeping his team in the ballgame late. We're tied 38-38 as we go to halftime. 10 ties in this one. And the Northwestern Red Raiders and Dort College defenders go to halftime tied 38-38. Back with more after this. Our score. Neither team has really controlled this ball game. Dort College's leads have been larger, but they've been hampered by some inconsistent play here in the first half. Dort College managing, though, a 38-38 tie at halftime. We've had 10 ties in this contest. Dort College's biggest lead, they had a lead at 23-18. Another five-point lead at 27-22. And led by two on several different occasions. Northwestern led by one at 18-17. That was their first lead of the ball game. They also led 29-28 and 32-31 and 36-35, though a three-point play by T.J. Malone gave Dort College a three-point lead. A two-point lead, I should say, but a Ben Miller two-point basket just before the buzzer as he was basically him just running things by himself there in the final minutes of the first half. And the Dort College defenders and Northwestern Red Raiders are tied at halftime 38-38. Unofficially, Dort College led by Chris Severs with 10 points, while Northwestern topped by Daniel Van Kalsbeek with eight. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Numbers look like this. Northwestern, 14 of 31 from the floor, 45.2%. 2 of 9 on threes, 22.2%. 8 of 11 on free throws, 72.7%. Dort College, 13 of 26 from the floor, 50%. 1 of 8 on threes, 12.5%. 11 of 15 on free throws, 73.3%. Northwestern out rebounding Dort College, 19 to 15. Turnovers, Dort College with 6, Northwestern with 5. Dort College led in scoring by Chris Severs with 10 points. Trevor Waltersdorf has 7. Kyle Lindbergh and Jordan Vogel have 6 each. 4 for Sean Kaiser, 3 for T.J. Malone, 2 for Cliff Warner. for Northwestern, 8 for Daniel Van Kalsbeek, 7 for Ben Miller, 5 for John Kramer, 4 for Ryan Stock, 3 for Stu Goslinga, 2 for Carrick Wiertzma, for their total of 38 points. Kyle Lindberg has 4 rebounds to lead Dort College, 3 for Jordan Vogel, 3 for Chris Sievers, 2 each for Trevor Walterstorff and Cliff Warner. For Northwestern, Stu Goslinga with 5 rebounds, Ben Miller with 5 rebounds. Assists, Jordan Vogel with 3. Steals, Dort College has 3 players with 1 steal each. Northwestern has 4 steals, 2 for Walker Syme, 1 each for 2 other players. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC in the community. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. Let us settle, so you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Coming up this weekend, Dort College is on the road to Hastings, Nebraska to take on the Broncos. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. You can hear the games on KDCR 88.5 FM. 1 week from this evening, Dort College at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota to take on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers. 1 week from this Saturday, Dort College back at home for their home finale as they'll be hosting the Concordia Bulldogs in what amounts to their second-to-last game of the regular season. 38-38 our score. We're at halftime. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We have some scores at half. We've got a partial, and then we've got one unreported. Northwestern and Dort are tied 38-38 at halftime. Midland leads Hastings near the end of the first half, 31-23. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan at halftime, 38-35 at the Corn Palace. And Concordia leading Nebraska Wesleyan at halftime in a low-scoring affair, 22-21. Briarcliff and Doan. No report. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They are member FDIC. Back with the second half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Northwestern with the opening possession of the second half. Zach Leeper, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Snaps it over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Warner into the front court, picks up his dribble, comes over to Vogel. Vogel, 15-footer, left it short, gets his own rebound back. Jordan with the basketball, gives it back over to Warner. Warner back over to Vogel. Vogel, layup good. Jordan with 8. Dort College leads 40-38. Northwestern with a basketball. Kramer will bring it up for Northwestern. Kramer working on Warner. He'll step back and put up a 3. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball back over to Cliff. Cliff with the ball into the front court. Kachi. Kachi thought about the three, snaps it left side, and they get it back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Kachi. Kachi, right side, Warner. Warner dumps it down low for Lindbergh. Lindbergh faces up against Miller. Back over to Walthersdorf. Got hit on the shot attempt. No good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. Looked like he got hit on the arm. I had a pretty good look at it. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, trying to go in the lane. His fadeaway from 10, no good. Walthersdorf climbs the ladder. Back over to Warner. Warner back over to Kachi, and Kachi is fouled on the play by Ryan Stock. Stock whistled for his first personal. Randy Hagedorn with the call there. The officiating crew tonight, Randy Hagedorn, Steve Farley, and Kelly Pfeiffer. Those are the three assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference assigner. Cliff Warner will throw the ball in for the defenders. Daniel Van Kalsbeek back into the game for Northwestern. Warner looking, still looking, gets it into Lindbergh. Lindbergh shovels it back outside for Warner, gets a ball screen. Cliff, three, wing, got it! Three-point basket, Cliff Warner, and the Dort College defenders lead 43-38. Back on the other end, Daniel Van Kalsbeek gets free for the Snowbird, and he gets the easy lay-in. He's got 10. Warner inside Vogel. Vogel, 10-footer, good. Jordan Vogel with 10 points. Dort College leads 45-40. Pass into the front court, Leeper. Leeper, Kramer. Kramer, left side, Miller. Miller gives underneath Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek back over to Kramer. Kramer dumps it off Leeper. Leeper's shot no good. Saves it in. No, it's out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be Dort College basketball, and Northwestern wants a timeout. Timeout charge to the Red Raiders. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball after the timeout, leading by five. They go down low to Vogel. His turnaround is good. Jordan Vogel with 6 second half points, 12 for the night. Dort College leads 47-40. Biggest lead of the basketball game. They get it underneath. Van Kalsbeek, his reverse, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Warner passes right side over to Kachi. Kachi squares up. Nothing there. Back over to Vogel. Vogel, Warner. Warner, ball screen. Warner leans in, nothing there. Back over to Vogel. Kachi, top of the key. Left side, Walthersdorf. Down low, Lindbergh. Do they double him? No. They're going to leave Miller alone to guard him. Layup, good. Kyle Lindbergh with 8 points. Dort College leads 49-40. Northwestern with the basketball into the front court. Kramer passes Leeper. Leeper, Stock. Stock, Miller. Miller looking down low. Miller's going to try to drive in against Lindbergh. Traveled with it. No call made. Wow, he got away with an extra step. Ben Miller silences the Dort College crowd for the time being. 49-42. Left side pass, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. Walthersdorf, Kachi. Kachi at the point. Austin with the basketball. Right side, Trevor. Trevor down low, Vogel. Got shoved in the back. Facing up. Gives it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh fouled on the play by Stock. Ryan Stock whistled for the personal. I believe that's number two on Stock. Stock, one of three seniors who sees playing time for Northwestern. The other one, John Kramer. The other ones, John Kramer and Walker Syme. Free throws on the way for Lindbergh. Lindbergh's first one is up and down. Another one on the way for Kyle. He's got 9. Vogel checks out. Chris Severs checks in. Dort College going to the bench here in the second half. 16:44 remaining. Ball game. 50-42. Dort College with an 8-point advantage. This Northwestern team, though a potent offensive team, they can put as much talent on the floor as anybody at one time. Keep in mind they bring Van Kalsbeek and Syme off the bench. Second free throw is up and down for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with 10. Dort College leads 51-42. 9-point advantage. Miller with the basketball. He's going to step in. Now the spin move. Comes back outside. Grunendijk. Grunendijk over to Syme. Syme with the basketball. Syme goes to Van Kalsbeek on the baseline, guarded by Severs. Van Kalsbeek stops in the lane, fading away. Good. And I said it before, it looks like Daniel came to play tonight. He's got 12. 51-44, Dort College by 7. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi against Syme. Comes over to Trevor. Left side to Warner. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Right side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the basketball. Drops it inside Lindbergh. Lindbergh working on Miller. They bring the double. Kachi with it out front. Kachi now on the wing. He tries to pass it down low, and Sine kicks it out of bounds. 15:57 left to go in the game. Vogel is in, Lindbergh is out. Dort College will throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Stu Goslinga will check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Grunendijk. Warner to throw it in, gets it into Severs. 10 to shoot for the defenders. Cliff with it out front, working on Kramer. Comes back over to Kachi. Kachi down low, Vogel. Vogel stripped. Vogel puts it up off the glass, good. Vogel picked it up, the second effort, and Jordan Vogel with 4 second half field goals, 14 for the ball game. Dort College back in front by 9, 53-44. Driving in is Miller. Miller layup, good. Count the hoop. Will they count it? They will count the hoop. Foul's going to go on Severs. That's his second. And Ben Miller single-handedly trying to will his team back. He has been the bright spot offensively with 7, most of them created on his own. Miller, a 75% free throw shooter, makes that one. It's a 3-point play. Dort College leads 53-47. 15:30 and counting, ball game. Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it on the right side. Reverses Vogel at the point. Comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser dumps down low for Severs. Severs in traffic. Count the hoop and he's fouled. And Stu Goslinga has just picked up his third. Well, I beg your pardon. I believe Goslinga picks up his second. Chris Severs to the free throw line. He's got a dozen points. And I've got to go back and retract that. That is going to go on Van Kalsbeek. And that is number 3 on him. Well, they initially indicated it on Daniel Van Kalsbeek. That went up on the board. Now Stu Goslinga picks up his second. Well, if you're Dort College, you would have rather had it on Van Kalsbeek. Severs eyes it, flies it, buys it. Chris Severs with the Baker's dozen. Dort College back in front by 9, 56-47. 15:15 left to play in the contest. With it on the right side is Kramer. Kramer to Syme. Syme with the basketball. He comes back over to Miller. Lost it. Picked up by Warner. Warner driving the length of the floor. Lays it off for Walter Shore. Basket is good. The assist to Warner. The basket to Walt. Trevor Walter Shore ran in the foot race that time, and there was no charging foul that time as the Red Raiders didn't get back on defense. And the Dort College defenders have opened up an 11-point lead at 58-47. Timeout Northwestern, 14:56 left. Back with more after this. Well, Trevor will take a breather. Three people went up for the ball. One of them, Trevor Walterstorff, and he gets called for the personal. Bringing the ball up is Carrick Wiertzma. Wiertzma, freshman. He passes high post to Miller. Miller with the basketball against Lindbergh. He's going to stop on the stop in the lane. His shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College again with a chance to build on the 11-point lead. 58-47. They get it down low to Severs. They don't bring the double team. He kicks it back over to Warner. Warner into the corner. Kaiser. Kaiser, Severs. Severs fumbled it momentarily. Gets his own rebound back. No, it's tapped. Controlled by Northwestern. Wiertzma, long pass into the front court. Van Kalsbeek layup good. He's got 14. Again, the snowbird play. Van Kalsbeek able to race up the floor and get the easy lay-in. 14 for Van Kalsbeek. Lindbergh with the basketball. They get it down low. Severs. Severs double team. Gets it to Lindbergh. Lindbergh left wing. Sean Kaiser. Right side Warner. Warner with the basketball. He wants a set play. Gets the pick and roll. Warner left side Lindbergh. Lindbergh underneath Severs. Against Van Kalsbeek. 2-point basket is good. Chris Severs with 15. Dort College leads 60-49. 13:25 left to go in the game. Dort College by 11. Right side pass, Ryan Stock. Stock with it, Leaper. Leaper left side, Wiertzma. Wiertzma, Van Kalsbeek. Van Kalsbeek working against Severs, and a hold called on Severs. Chris Severs whistled for the personal. 13-13 remaining. Severs will check out of the ball game. He picks up his third, so mix and match time again for the defenders. Get a stop here. You're leading by 11. Northwestern inbounding, a fresh 35 to work with. Inbounding is Wiertzma. Wiertzma gets it in over the top to Leeper. Leeper looking for Goslinga down low. Goslinga, layup is good. Goslinga with a two-point basket. He's got five, and the defender lead is 60-51. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg, Ty Waltersdorf. Tyler gives it up Warner. Warner step back underneath Vogel. Vogel against Goslinga. Vogel, turnaround, good. Jordan Vogel. 5 second half field goals, 10 in the second half. He's got 16 for the ball game. 62-51, Dort College by 11. Stock with it out front, Tyler Waltersdorf. Now Goslinga shakes and bakes against Vogel, and he's called for the charge. He extended the elbow that time, or the forearm, and that's what got him rung up for the charging foul. If he hadn't extended the forearm to clear a path for himself, I don't believe he would have gotten called for the chip foul. Zach Leeper in the process lost to Nike on the play. He'll have to strap it up. 12:36 left to go in regulation. Dort College 62, Northwestern 51. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Vanderplatz is in. Syme is out. For Northwestern, they trail by 11. Dort College with the basketball, Warner. Warner with it across half court. He's got it on the right sideline. Warner down to the baseline, nothing there. He retreats to the wing, comes back out front, Lindberg. Lindberg, Kaiser. Kaiser looking down low for Vogel. Vogel, 12-footer, baseline, can't get it to go. Rebound tapped and controlled by Vanderplatz. Here comes Northwestern, back the other way, Stock. Stock down to the baseline, cut off. Back out front, Kramer. Kramer, Stock. Stock, three, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul on the play, called on Dort College on the rebound. Couple bodies on the floor for both teams. Foul came on the rebound, and that's going to be on Kyle Lindberg, and that's number three on him. 12:07 left to go in the game. Vogel and Kaiser are out. On the floor for the defenders, Kachi, Severs, Warner, Lindberg, and Tyler Waltersdorf. Dort College with three players now with three. Steal by Lindberg. Lindberg steals the inbounds pass. Here comes Dort College. Warner with it on the left side. Bounce pass down low. Severs, and Severs is fouled on the play. No, they call a charge. Ryan Stock goes to the ground. Charging foul on Chris Severs, and that's number four on him. So Chris Severs will check out of the basketball game. Now Dort College will have to do it on the defensive end. Coach Kelly Pfeiffer telling Coach Ross Dalma, or I should say Kelly Pfeiffer, the official, telling Coach Ross Dalma he's heard enough for right now. And Ross Dalma will retreat to the coach's box. Left side, Kramer. Kramer to Miller. Dort College with an 11-point lead. And an offensive foul called on Ben Miller. If I'm a Northwestern fan, I'm not real happy about that one. Kyle Lindberg playing with three personals. Miller went right at him to try and pick up number four, and Dort College might have dodged a bullet that time. Warner with the basketball across half court. We're hung up at 62-51, Dort College by 11. Kramer gets screened off. They pass into the corner, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in traffic. Scoops it up with the left hand, no good. Rebound taken away by Kramer. Here comes Northwestern. Kramer ahead to Miller. Miller with a basketball on the left side. He comes over to Leeper. Leeper goes down low. Goslinga. Goslinga puts it up off the glass. No good, but a foul on the play called on Vogel. And Vogel has picked up number two. So two free throws on the way for Stuart Goslinga. 11:23 left to go in the game. Dort College by 11, 62-51. Goslinga this evening, 1-for-1 from the charity stripe, 2-for-2. He's got six, and it's back to a 10-point ball game. Both offenses stagnating for the last 3 minutes or so. Another free throw on the way by Goslinga. This one's off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Dort College will try to rebuild the lead. A blocking foul called out front on Vanderplatz, and Josh Vanderplatz has just picked up his second. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. We're going to shoot a lot of free throws before this one's over unless something changes. I thought that was foul number 7, but evidently not. With it is Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner, 15-footer, got it. 12-point lead for the defenders, 64-52. So Cliff with 7. Dort College leads by a dozen, 11 minutes left to go in the game. They pass it down low for Vogel. Ball deflected. Vogel on the defense, I should say. They tried to find Gosling, and then Leeper broke back door, and Dort College comes away with a steal. Warner with the basketball. His 10-footer, no good. Fight for the basketball. It's taken away by Miller. Miller with the basketball. 10:44 and counting. Vanderplatz driving in. He drops it off for Goslinga. Goslinga layup good. It's a 10-point game. 64-54. Dort College by 10. Warner with the basketball. Tyler Walterstorff running in, running traffic for him. Cliff Warner with the basketball out front. 10:25 and counting. Dort College with the lead and the basketball. Warner will drive in with the left hand. No good, and he's fouled on the play. Cliff will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. Close enough to the midpoint, I'm going to start totaling up some points at this juncture. Midpoint of the second half. 16 for Vogel, 15 for Severs to lead Dort College. Then Colesbeek with 14 for Northwestern. Warner makes the free throw. Ben Miller with 12. Those are your leaders unofficially. Those are the stats I keep courtside. Another free throw on the way for Warner. Dort College trying to reestablish a 12-point lead. Cliff's free throw is up. Missed it. 65-54. Dort College leading by 11. Warner with 8 this evening. With it is Vanderplatz. Vanderplatz driving in. His floater is good. Josh Vanderplatz with a 2-point basket. His first of the night. Dort College leads 64-56. With the right side, Kachi. 9:59 left to go in the game. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Down low, Vogel. Vogel facing up against Goslinga. Vogel, jumper in the lane, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Vanderplatz. Here comes Northwestern with a chance to cut into the 9-point lead. 9:40 remaining. Left side pass comes over to Miller. Miller guarded by Walterstorff. Miller will drive in, kicks it out. Shot on the way for Syme, left it short, no good. Rebound, though, taken by Kramer. 9:28 left to go in the game. Kramer will try to take Kachi off the dribble, get some interference. He drives in, and a charging foul on John Kramer. That one, Kachi beat him to the spot. He knew where he was going, and the foul got called on John Kramer. .922 left to play in the game. Dort College 65, Northwestern 56. Bringing it up will be Warner for the defenders. Cliff with the basketball at midcourt. Cliff, guarded closely by Wiertzma, comes back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, threw it away. It's taken back by Syme. Syme with it. Syme floats it up for Miller. He spots up. The three is no good off the heel. Rebound, though, taken away by Vinkalsbeek. Vinkalsbeek snaps it over to Vanderplatz. Carrick Wiertzma. Wiertzma will drive baseline. Back over to Syme. Three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Lindbergh. Dort College will walk it up. There's another minute off of the clock. 8:45 left to go in the game. Dort College by 9. Dort College has 5 timeouts remaining. Northwestern with 3. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Kaiser. Kaiser on the right wing. Underneath it goes Vogel. Vogel back over to Warner. Cliff, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh back out front. Trevor. Trevor back over to Kaiser. Kaiser dumps it off for Vogel, and Vogel is followed on the play by Van Colesby. Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That's number three on Van Kalsbeek. By the way, I had Kramer down with three. That was actually his fourth moments ago. And that's team foul number five on Northwestern. Dort College will be in the double bonus from here on out. Vogel can reestablish a double-digit lead with a pair of free throws. Free throw by Vogel is up and down. Vogel with 17. Another one on the way. Kaiser is in. Out. Kachi is in. Dort College has led by as many as 12 the last time at 64-52. Don't be surprised here if Dort College uses a timeout. This is a situation where Coach Ross Dahmer likes to use one typically. If he makes it, Vogel free throw is up and good. Vogel makes the free throw. Dort College leads by 11, 67-56. Vogel with 18. Timeout on the floor. Full-length timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Someone let me know they want to know the terminology for the snowbird. That's somebody who leaves early. A couple of baskets for Daniel Van Kalsbeek tonight have been of the variety where he took off immediately. Driving in is Wiertzman. Wiertzman's followed on the play by Cliff Warner. And Warner has just picked up his third. 8:16 remaining. Ball game. Might be a good spot to give him a break. Decision time for the defender coaching staff. Two free throws on the way for Carrick Wiertzma. 9 for 12 for the season. Free throw is up by Wiertzma. No good. You may remember Cale Wiertzma. That's his older brother. He was an All-American for Northwestern. 8:16 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College leading by 11. Second free throw by Wiertzma is up and good, and it's a 10-point game, 67-57. So Wiertzma with 3 points. And the defenders have the basketball. Warner with it. Warner with it at the top of the key. Picks it up right side, Kachi. Kachi down low, Vogel. Vogel fires out Lindbergh. Three-pointer on the way. Bang, bang, bang! 70-57, Dort College by a baker's dozen. Biggest lead of the ballgame. With it on the left side is Wiertzma. Picks up his dribble, looking down low for the cutter. Take it away by Warner! Warner hands it off to Vogel. Dort College will walk it up. Cliff Warner into the front court. Dort College with a baker's dozen lead. Warner breaks his ankles. Three-pointer missed it. No good. Rebound Vogel. Vogel snaps it out for Warner. Dort College can run clock. 7:30 left to play in the game. Warner with the basketball on the wing. Warner picks up his dribble. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi, Vogel. Vogel, right-handed hook is good. Vogel came to play tonight. He's got 20. Dort College 72. Northwestern 57. Sime with it on the right wing, Leaper. Leaper around the horn, Wiertzma. Wiertzma with the basketball. Wiertzma with it out front. He's going to drive in. Blocked from behind by Kachi, but a foul called on Austin Kachi. And free throws on the way for Wiertzma, I believe. And Northwestern's going to check Grunendijk, Goslinga, and Miller back into the ballgame. So free throws on the way for Wiertzma. First free throw is up and good. ...72-58, Dort College leading. Another free throw on the way for Wiertzma. So Carrick Wiertzma with 4 points now. And missed that one. Rebound Lindbergh. Lindbergh's done a pretty nice job on the boards tonight. Dort College leads by 14, 72-58. Old rule of thumb, a point a minute. Dort College is in pretty good shape with that lead, 14 at 7 minutes. Comes down, right side, and thrown away by Kachi. Tried to feed Severs down low. Here comes Northwestern. Leaper goes down low for Goslinga. Goslinga with the basketball. Goslinga backing his way in, tries to step in, drops it off for Grunendijk. Grunendijk back over to Leaper. Leaper three, missed it, no good. Ball's down on the floor, still loose, picked up by Grunendijk. Grunendijk layup good. 72-60, Dort College by a dozen, 6.5 left to go in the game. Still need to score some points. Trevor comes over to Kachi. Kachi right side Warner. Warner with the basketball. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner bumped offline, throws it away. There's a reason he got, there's a reason he ended up getting offline, and that was because he got shoved off of the ball, but no call made, and he threw it away. Turnover comes back to Northwestern. 6:10 remaining ball game. North College 72, Northwestern 60. Comes back over to Weirdsma. Weirdsma with the basketball. Back over to Syme. Syme with a man in his face. Missed the three. Rebound Goslinga. Goslinga shot no good. Rebound Trevor Waltersdorf. Trevor outlets over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Here comes Cliff. North College with a chance to build on the 12-point lead. They pass over to Kaiser. 5:49 left to go in the game. Left side pass Warner. Warner down low Sievers. Sievers working on Goslinga. They get it back over to Warner. Warner to Sievers. Sievers double team. Kaiser trifecta. Got it. 3-point basket for Sean Kaiser. His second of the ball game. 7 points tonight for Kaiser. Dort College leads 75-60. 5:25 left to go in the game. With it on the right side is Weirdsma. Over to Syme. Syme to Goslinga. Goslinga ball fake. Puts it up. Right hand, left side. Good. Didn't look pretty, but it went down. Dort College leads by Baker's dozen. 75-62. 5 minutes left to go in the game. Warner across half court. Dort College still with four timeouts remaining. Waltersdorf with the basketball. He comes over to Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner, right wing. Cliff with the basketball. Down to the baseline. Breaks his ankles. Drives in, double-teamed, Lindberg, three straight on, no good. Rebound fought for, taken down by Miller. Here comes Northwestern, down 13. Comes right side, back over to Weirdsma. Weirdsma, Miller. Miller will put up a three and missed it. Rebound Warner. Take your time now, boys. 4:35 left to go in the game. Dort College by 13. Cliff with the basketball in between the circles. He goes left side, Lindberg. Lindberg, Waltersdorf. Trevor, Sean, right side, Warner. Warner, Sievers. Sievers followed on the play by Goslinga, and that is number four on Stuart Goslinga. Chris Sievers will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Chris Sievers to the free throw line, 15 points tonight for the junior post player. He's 5 for 5 from the charity stripe. Free throw on the way for Chris Sievers. And that one I thought was going to be too strong, and he gets it down. 16 for Sievers. Dort College post players, you think of them in tandem. Vogel and Sievers tonight combining for 36. Dort College by 14. Another free throw on the way for Chris is up and down. 17 for Sievers. Dort College leads 77-62. John Kramer into the front court, 4:19 and counting. If you take care of the basketball and make your free throws, you're in pretty good shape. Both teams are in double bonus from here on out. Miller will drive in. Stop, throws it up, can't get it to go. Sievers commits the foul, he's done. 17 for Chris Sievers. He'll check out to what I would imagine is a nice round of applause. So Sievers is disqualified at the 4:09 mark. First free throw is up and good. I beg your pardon, off the mark, no good. 77-62, so Miller missed the first free throw. Northwestern has to make these with the clock stop. Make up some ground. Second free throw, no good by Miller. Up and good for Miller. He's got a Baker's dozen, 77-63. Dort College by 14. Into the front court, left side Waltersdorf. Takes some time, 4 minutes remaining. Comes down low Lindberg working against Grunendijk. Lindberg outside Kaiser. They get it down low for Vogel. Vogel with the basketball down to the baseline. His short jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Northwestern. 3:45 remaining. They come right side over to Syme. Syme, Kramer, Kramer, Grunendijk. Left side swing pass over to Miller. Miller working against Lindberg. They come back over to Kramer. Kramer puts it up. Leaner from 10 is good. John Kramer with 7. Dort College leads 77-65. 3:25 left to go in the game. Lindberg with the basketball. Comes left side. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf. Warner. Warner basketball. He gets a screen right side. Cliff with the basketball. Step back. Gets another screen. Warner floats it up off the glass. No good. Rebound Walt. Walt reverse. Good. Trevor Walt with 11. Dort College leads 79-65. 3 minutes remaining in the game. Putting it up is Kramer. High off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Trevor Walthersdorf. He outlets over to Lindbergh. Here comes Dort College, under 3 minutes to go. Cliff Warner, left side Lindbergh, might have traveled with it. They give it to Kaiser on the cut. Kaiser, floater from 10, no good. Quick shot, you didn't want it. Here comes Northwestern. Northwestern, pass deflected, picked up by the Red Raiders. Comes back over to Miller. Miller, Syme. Syme puts it up, and no good. Rebound taken back by Miller. Miller, shot fading away. Tough shot, he gets it to go. Ben Miller with 15. Dort College leads 79-67. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. 2:34 left to go in the game. 2:30 left to go in the game. Dort College in front by a dozen with a basketball. Kachi rolls it in for Vogel. Vogel facing up against Finn Kalsvik. Walthersdorf with the right side back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball down low. Vogel. Vogel puts it up in traffic. Good. Jordan Vogel, 22 tonight for the junior. Dort College leads 81-67. They look down low. Stock, Kramer, Kramer, Leaper, Leaper, right side Vanderplots. Vanderplots with the basketball. Vanderplots comes back over to Kramer, stripped by Warner, and Warner is called for being out of bounds. Warner stripped it, picked it up. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College with the lead, under 2 minutes left to go in the contest. So Dort College up a dozen. Inbounding will be Vanderplots, it appears, and a few people starting to file to the exits. Looks like those might be Northwestern folk. Northwestern gets it inbounded. Leaper down to the baseline, and Zach Leaper has not scored tonight. Now he's going to have a chance at the free throw line. 81-67. Leaper averaging 12.6 points per ball game. And Zach Leaper, a sophomore from Adair, Iowa, goes to the free throw line. Try and get on the board. First free throw by Leaper, up and good. 1:49 left to go in the game. Dort College 81, Northwestern 68. A second free throw on the way for Leaper. This one's up and left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi stripped by Stock, picked up by Northwest, by Dort College now in a fight for the basketball. Jump ball, and credit Clifford Warner with coming away with that basketball. Warner forces the jump ball, and they need towels again on the floor. ...81-68 our score. Dort College will throw it in length of the floor to go, so now Northwestern has the possession arrow. By the way, that was foul number 4 on Trevor Walthersdorf. Hopefully that is not a... will not become an issue. Dort College by Baker's dozen, 1:35 and counting. Leaper guarding Warner. Pass comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. 22 to shoot. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Down low it goes Vogel. He has to come out to the elbow actually to get it. Comes back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner gets a screen from Vogel. Shot is up. No good, but a foul on the play called on Van Kalsbeek. Daniel Van Kalsbeek called for the personal foul on the rebound. Oh, they're going to call that on Stock instead. So Ryan Stock picks up his third. And Kyle Lindbergh will go to the free throw line for a couple of free throws. 1:15 remaining in the ballgame. Dort College going for their 22nd win of the season. More importantly, their 13th win of the GPAC season. First free throw, no good. Kyle Lindbergh tonight, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. That's what he is for the season, a 67% free throw shooter. Sean Kaiser will go to the will check into the ballgame if Lindbergh makes the free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Kyle Lindbergh with 11. Jordan Vogel will check out. 82-68, Dort College leads by 14. Driving in is Vanderplots, layup good. Josh Vanderplaats with 4 points tonight. North College leads 82 to 70. 1 minute remaining. Kaiser throws it away. It's taken back by Northwestern. And a travel called on Zach Leeper. Vogel's going to check back into the ballgame. Sean Kaiser will check out. 58.2 seconds remaining between North College and a victory here. Lindbergh gets it into Vogel. Vogel in the backcourt. Back over to Kyle Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up against Northwestern's J.C. Hoig. With the basketball is Warner. Warner comes right side. Kachi tip. Gets it back over to Warner. And Warner is fouled on the play by Northwestern's Kurt Korver. Korver whistled for the personal. So Cliff will go to the free throw line. He'll be shooting for double digits here. North College up by a dozen, 38.7 seconds remaining. Certainly looks like North College has this one in hands. In hand, I should say. Warner free throw good. Warner has not checked out here in the second half. Vogel is out. Kaiser's back in. 13-point lead for the defenders. Free throw is up by Warner. Up and good. 84 to 70. Cliff Warner with 10 points. North College leading by 14. Vanderplaats driving in. Left, right hand, left side good. Josh Vanderplaats with 6 points, all of them late. They get it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball up to midcourt, and he is stripped of it by J.C. Hoig. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Northwestern. It'll be North College basketball. They get it into Warner. Warner in the backcourt. Double teamed, and we've got a foul on the play called on Josh Vanderplaats. He picks up his third. So Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 84-72, North College leading by a dozen. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Warner with 11. North College leading 85-70. North College with this one in hand. Second free throw is up and good, so Warner makes them both. He's got a dozen. T.J. Malone checks in. Cliff Warner will check out. Matt Vandekamp is going to check into the ballgame as well. Trevor Waltersdorf will check out. York College leading 86-72. 23 seconds remaining. Bringing the ball up is Korver. Korver guarded there by Malone. Comes back out front to Vanderplaats. Vanderplaats, two-pointer, no good. Rebound down on the floor, picked up by Malone. Malone back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, and he'll take it across half court, and that's the ball game. 4 seconds left, and the Dort College defenders win this clash of top 15 teams by a final score of 86-72. 86-72, your final, Dort College. Now 22-3, 13-3 in the conference, Northwestern 17-6, and 10-5. This is KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. North College uses a run early in the second half to pull away from a 38-38 deadlock. And they cruise in for the win by 14, 86-72. This is the Wireless World post-game show. North College with a 14-point victory. This one was won and lost in the first 7 minutes of the second half when North College pushed the lead up to double digits at 58-47. Northwestern never able to make a serious run at the defenders. Closest they got, as I checked my notes, was 7. And actually, after it got to double digits, Northwestern never got closer than 9. North College goes in to win 86-72. North College led unofficially by Jordan Vogels, 22 points tonight. Chris Sievers off of the bench for 17 before he fouled out. And then it was balance. 11 for Kyle Lindbergh, 11 for Trevor Waltersdorf, and Cliff Warner ends up with 12 as well. And 7 points for Sean Kaiser. He hit a couple of big threes And the Dort College defenders win 86-72. We'll cover all of that, and we'll look at the numbers. All that comes up on the Wireless World postgame show. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You want the numbers, you say? Here they are. Dort College, 29 of 58 from the floor, an even 50%, 4 for 15 on threes, 26.7%, 3 for 7, though, in the second half. Much closer to their typical shooting percentage from the three-point line after a 1 for 8 performance in the first half. Dort College, 80% from the free throw line, 24 of 30. They make more free throws than Northwestern attempted. Northwestern, 28 of 63 from the floor. 44.4%, 2 for 19 on threes, 10.5%, 14 of 22 on free throws, 63.6%. Rebounding, Northwestern narrowly out-rebounded Dort College, 36-35. Turnovers, Dort College 11, Northwestern had 14. Dort College wins by a final score of 86-72. Let's take a look at the individual numbers, and then we'll get to Coach Ross Dalma. Dort College led by Jordan Vogels, 22 points tonight, 9 for 14 from the floor. Kyle Lindberg, another double-double, 14 points and 10 rebounds. Chris Seavers, 17 points. 12 for Cliff Warner, 11 points and 6 rebounds. For Trevor Waltersdorf, 7 points for Sean Kaiser. We mentioned him coming off of the bench to nail 2 threes. T.J. Malone, a 3-point play in the first half. He ended with 3. For Northwestern, 15 for Ben Miller, 14 for Daniel Van Kulsbeek, 7 of 9 from the floor. Stuart Gosling at 10 points, 4 for 7 from the deck. John Kramer had 7. Josh Vanderplatz had 6. Walker Syme, 5. Eli Gronendijk, 6. Carrick Wiertzma had 4. And Zach Leeper limited to 1 point on 0 for 4 shooting from the floor. We mentioned Lindbergh's 10 rebounds. Jordan Vogel had 8. 6 for Trevor Waltersdorf. For Northwestern, Ben Miller with 8. Stu Goslinga with 7. 5 for Daniel Van Kulsbeek. 4 for Eli Grunendijk. 2 steals each for Cliff Warner and Trevor Waltersdorf. And 3 steals for Walker Syme this evening. Dort College holds Walker Syme to 5 points this evening from the floor. He made 1 field goal for the night. Coach Ross Dalma is taking a seat beside me. Let's take 1 minute break. We'll be back visiting with Coach Ross Dalma on the Wireless World postgame show right after this. Coach Ross Dalma is taking a seat beside me. And, Coach, we talked this afternoon about the fact that you're in the pregame that this team doesn't need to worry about shots. You don't worry about spreading it around and keeping people happy. The concept is to end up with more points at the end of the ballgame than the opponent. And tonight, a perfect example again of that is your team recognized a player that was hot and kind of rode him in the second half and extended the lead in the second half and get the 14-point victory tonight. Congratulations. Great team effort this evening, I thought.
Mike, you're right. I want to just reiterate what you said there. Sometimes when you talk about unselfishness, it comes out many people think it's the extra pass and facilitating the ball offensively, and that's a big part of it. But it's also a lot of things that are behind the scenes that go into the shot attempts that each individual player may or may not get. And we don't have to worry about that because our guys understand that, the bigger picture very well, and that's certainly a luxury that we have, and it's a testament to their character and also where they came from, both their high school programs and their families. And that's something that's very, very underrated but very, very important, and I think we saw some good evidence of that here tonight.
Take me through that first half. That was a battle. That was a struggle. You got up 4 or 5. You couldn't get a little breathing room. Cliff is sitting on the bench with 2 personals. You decide to leave him on the bench at the end of the first half, and you're able to survive to halftime and have it tied at halftime, and at that point it's a 20-point game. You probably felt pretty good being tied, having done those things.
Well, yeah, I mean, we felt we were tied at halftime. I didn't feel like that we were the aggressor in the first half. I felt Northwestern was taking the fight to us. I thought they were on top of us, and it almost felt a little bit like Briar Cliff first time around, where the score was tied at half, and you kind of felt fortunate that it was tied at half, and that's kind of what I thought where we were at. With that said, you're right. We made it through a tough stretch without Cliff, but TJ played a great great in his stead. He had a big three-point play. He had some good steals defensively, so he did a really good job. I just really felt that we did not defend with the intensity. We did not rebound with the intensity that we needed to in the first half. They had seven offensive boards at half, and we really challenged them at halftime. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to really say, but it was reiterated rather firmly, and I thought our guys did a really good job. I thought our guys did a really good job starting the second half of coming out and doing some good things and getting after it and getting that little separation early.
Second half, you got that separation, and you did it. You really pounded the ball into Jordan Vogel. Did you like that matchup? Did it just happen? What transpired there that allowed Vogel to, at one point he got five field goals in the first 6 or 7 minutes of the second half?
Well, I think him and Chris, really posted hard, and they caught the ball low as opposed to sometimes getting shoved off the block and catching it at 7-8 feet. I thought they were catching it, at 4 or 5 feet, and both of them were very effective. In addition to that, Chris 7 for 7 from the foul line, Jordan 4 of 6. So we did cash in there once we got to the foul line.
Up by 10 minutes up to go in the game. You've got to like your chances with the group you put on the floor for the most part. Pretty basketball smart. 10-point lead, and you're able to hold on for that win.
Yeah, I trust our kids to take good shots at that time. Maybe there was a couple that we'd like to have back during that stretch, however, but I just thought we did a good job of getting to the foul line. We were 24 of 30 overall, from the game, and we just did a good job of closing it out.
Our thoughts turn now to a road trip on Saturday at Hastings. You've taken care of business over the last three games. You've got four games left, and that final four-game series, three of them are on the road, and it starts with a tough game on Saturday against Hastings.
We got to get after it a little bit when we get on the road again. I know we won at Morningside last week, but the last two times we went into Nebraska, we got beat pretty good, both Midland and Nebraska Wesley, and so we got to make sure we come to practice tomorrow and we understand that. Clean slate, start over, and we need to be ready to go.
Coach, congratulations again on the win. Enjoy it for the evening, and get back to work tomorrow to get ready for Hastings on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dama. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. We've got a few finals filtering in, but let's take a break, and we'll see if we can track a few down. We're missing Hastings and Midland and Briarcliff and Doan. Those are a couple of games that we'd really like to know the finals on, but if we don't get them, we'll close it down for the night. But for right now, let's take another break, and we'll be back taking a look at GPAC's scoreboard for this evening. The women's side is completely full. We'll be back with that right after this.
Sometimes you just can't be listening to KDCR when your favorite program airs. If that ever happens, you can still hear the program by logging on to kdcr.dort.edu. When you click on the programming link, you can access archives of conversations, Finding Your Way, Plumb Line, Renewing Your Mind, and Key Life. On the web at kdcr.dort.edu. Information at your fingertips. And on the air at KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
It might be the door alarm, or the new safety drain covers, the pool fencing, even the swim lessons. But the fact is, you can never know which safety step will save a life until it does. Adding multiple safety steps to your safe pool practices can mean the difference between a close call and a call to 911. Simple steps save lives. To learn some new ones, visit poolsafely.gov. A public service message from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the American Red Cross, and YMCA of the USA.
Deer are marvelous animals, but not when they jump in front of your vehicle. You can't do much about the deer, but you can take action to reduce your chances of hitting one. Deer are most active at dusk and dawn, so go slower at those times and be alert, especially where deer crossing signs are posted. Always wear your seatbelt. And should a deer jump in front of you, don't swerve and risk losing control of your vehicle. Don't veer for deer. This message brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Scratching out some standings right now, and we'll get those to you in just a moment. Let's take a look, first of all, at the women's basketball scores. As we try to tabulate things out. Women's basketball from tonight, Northwestern over Dort, 87-62. Doan over Briarcliff, 77-73. Hastings over Midland, 76-58. Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan, 68-58. Concordia over Nebraska Wesleyan, 82-58. Let's take a look at the women's standings. Concordia 13-2 now. Morningside 13-3. Northwestern 12-3. Briarcliff has now lost three in a row. They're 10-5. Mount Marty remained at 9-6. They were idle this evening. Hastings 8-7. Doan 7-9. Dakota Wesleyan 5-10. Dort College 5-11. Nebraska Wesleyan 2-14. Midland 1-15. Dort College still fighting for a spot in the playoffs in women's basketball. In men's basketball, Dort College is now 13-3. They're two games clear of Northwestern in the loss column. One game clear of Briarcliff. We haven't received word on the Briarcliff-Doan basketball game from this evening. Morningside improves to 9-7. Here's their score. They beat Dakota Wesleyan tonight 81-59. Concordia defeated Nebraska Wesleyan 67-47. And it was Dort over Northwestern 86-72. When I left off, it was Morningside at 9-7, and then you've got a real fight for those last couple of spots in the GPAC tournament. Dakota Wesleyan 6-9, Mount Marty Idle 6-9, Concordia 6-9 after their win this evening. No report on Hastings and Midland, but it looked like Midland was going to win. Nebraska Wesleyan falls to 5-11. Doan and Briarcliff, no report on that game being played in Crete, Nebraska. As I say that, we have a partial. Briarcliff leads Doan with 7 minutes left to play, 54-51. So that's a three-point ball game in Crete right now. And the last report we had was Midland. Well, we do have a final there now as well. Midland over Hastings, 86-77. So Midland improves to 9-7 in the conference. Hastings falls to 5-10. That'll be Dort College's opponent on Saturday afternoon. Well, 7 minutes left to go on Briarcliff and Doan. We're not going to hang on that long, so we're going to wrap it up. From the DeWitt Gymnasium, our final scores again. Northwestern over Dort in women's play, 87-62. Dort College comes back to take the nightcap, 86-72, over the Northwestern Red Raiders. Thanks for joining me for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.